I think this is the one I'm gonna fuck up Sarkis.
No approval. Not yet. Oh. No, he didn't text
you. I see what he does?
Yeah, he's a joke.
Look, nothing new.
Did he say not approved? Did he say not approved? Did he say not approved?
Not yet, no.
Okay, then suck my What happened?
I'm fixing my ladder. Hello, guys. Welcome to the RDB podcast. Looks like right now we are on like a 1 week on, 1 week off kind of schedule. It's turning out to be so 2 podcasts a month. Hopefully we'll catch up. I had a very good valid reason to skip last week. I had to remove my gallbladder. So right around my birthday, it was a planned operation. I had some stomach pains and they call it gallbladder attacks. My gallbladder was inflamed, had stones in it and all kinds of shit. So I had 2 CT scans, I had ultrasounds, I had all kinds of stuff, and I had my surgery the Friday before that. So it was fun. The first Friday of April, basically April 4 or 5, like 5, April 5 is when I got my surgery. So did I come to work Monday?
Yeah, you did. Remember you came in like
a couple hours. Gonna
walk. Yeah, you were going to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Friday went to Cedars Hospital and had my surgery at around like noon. It was like an hour procedure. They had to do general anesthesia, which means put me to sleep. So that was the first time I've ever been put to sleep. And it was quite an experience. Honestly, you don't know anything. So it's kind of crazy.
But when you wake up, like you were like dizzy for a few hours or no?
When I woke up, I was dizzy for like not even that long, like 15 minutes.
That's maybe? It.
I was dizzy for like 15 minutes.
I saw like a lot of videos of when people like they wake up, they attack stuff. Like, is that true or no?
No, I mean, I don't know. That's with gas, maybe. This one, I had nothing like that. I didn't have any like weird thoughts. I don't remember hallucinating, anything like that. It was normal. It was all normal. I even walked to the car, all that stuff. So if you guys don't know, the gallbladder stores the bile, basically, from your liver. And the bile breaks down fatty foods and whatever. And this is, I guess, a genetic kind of thing as well. And it happens definitely more with us Middle Easterns, I would say, too. But cholesterol starts building like stones, stuff like that. And you can't get it out of your gallbladder if you have it, apparently, if it's a lot. So you have to remove your gallbladder. It's pretty common. And it's laparoscopic, the way I did it with the robot assisted. So they make 3 lacerations and stick in those things and they move organs around, move your intestines. I don't know what. I didn't want to think about that. But and then they cut out your gallbladder and they pull it out apparently from like your belly button. Because my belly button is like bruised pretty badly. And yeah, so now I'm like, I don't know, 10 days into it. And it's just itchy and sore. But the first 2 days sucked.
Yeah.
First 2 days sucked. They have to fill up your body with gas. So it expands and then they could operate easy. So that gas lingers in your body, and I've never even imagined how much pain gas inside your body does to you, because it's like loose air gas inside your body, and sometimes it do travel to my shoulders. Pretty intensive pain for like 2 days. You have to sleep on your back, which is also super annoying. I had to get that pillow that was like all makes you like sit straight and sleep. I couldn't bend over because the gas would like, it was crazy. But now I'm like, you know, 80% back to normal. And I haven't missed a day at work. Except for the Friday that I had surgery. Yeah. And most people don't even know that I had surgery. And it's a pretty serious surgery. It's not like a joke. So that's why I skipped the podcast. Because there was no way I was going to sit here and talk for an hour. And we were also busy at the same time. So yeah, that was my birthday story this year. So
well, it's done.
Eat healthier, guys. I could tell you the gallbladder attack was not fun. It paralyzed me for a couple hours when I had it like 3 times, and that's when I got it checked. But yeah, I mean, after you turn 30, 35, like, you got to check on yourself. You can't eat like you used to. We were eating garbage food here. And it caught up to me. Caught up to me. And that's it for my gallbladder. I am missing an organ now. And this guy still has it somehow.
But they say, I don't know, it's important. But a lot of people say it's not important. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's not necessary to live without it. So it's definitely important to have it. Why not? But if you have stones in your body, you got to get it out.
Yeah. From my understanding, it trains your body to digest, and then after a while, it's useless.
Yeah, I mean,
basically,
no, it still holds bile from your liver and does its thing. But it's small too; it's not like very big. But I don't know. I've been eating much healthier, so I've been okay. I ate a slice of pizza the other day,
and a cookie.
I did have a little bit of stomach pains. Not gonna lie. So yeah, all that I'm getting used to. Some of the stomach pains and different bowel movements and stuff. But some people get really bad after it. They get like diarrhea for years or the rest of their life. Hopefully it doesn't happen to me. So far, so good. So
doesn't it happen like the night, like 4 or 5
Should
days
be
after?
Already like happening.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So I think I've been eating shit so much that my body got used to it. But yeah, I lost about 12 pounds in that literally 2 weeks of eating healthy. So yeah, I'm going to hopefully start working out again in May. Can't lift anything heavy for like a month. So, you know, that's your whole core and your abdominal area. And when that's all messed up, I mean, you can't lift. So that sucks. But in May, I'm going to start back up and hopefully get into the best shape of my life. That's the plan. But yeah. Moses is next to remove his gallbladder and his hair.
It's true.
Yeah.
All that money spent on laser, nothing happened.
I'm trying to see if his hair works. It's a miracle.
It stopped.
Then RDB's opening a hair center.
Yeah, hair we have. I have 6-7 more to go, and after that,
you're still going.
Repair Design Hair.
RDH.
Remember RD Beards?
RD Beards. Wow, we still have the Instagram.
Yeah.
Don't look at it, you guys. Don't go on there and don't follow, please.
That's funny. But yeah,
Artie Beards.
Yeah, shut up. There's a lot going on at the shop. A lot.
We're having a full conversation. Artie Beard, shut up.
He's like, he's dying. Look.
Oh, you asshole, you went on there. I told you.
That's
still
like
out there.
That's probably like 6 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah. Well, you can tell the last post.
Dude,
it was
kind of taking off and we just stopped.
Yeah.
646 likes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was good. The goal was to make like special sprays for your beard, but
I don't know. Maybe we do RDB hair products.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the only thing in FWA we don't do.
Maybe we shall. Or soaps. RDB soaps. We do really manly fucking soaps. There's some out there and they all
we
suck.
Do cologne?
I've tried so many of them. So I even tried the Sasquatch deodorant. That fucking thing sucks too, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know. We need like a cool men's.
Did we do fragrance? Hairline. Yeah.
No, it was a
car spray.
We didn't. It's just a big thing.
The air fresheners.
Air fresheners.
But no, we never got into
the spray. No, man. The competition is just really hard.
But like Vic says, there's
hold on, thing. We were though
good.
We were working on it.
Yeah,
but never mind. What?
Like Vic says, but there's not much.
There is. It just they all suck. I mean,
you just have to brand it. You have to, you know.
Yeah. I think the best one. Your father has one. Gentleman, that's the name.
For what? What are you talking about?
Like
deodorant.
Yeah. That's the only one.
I mean, I used to use like Old Spice.
You know what, bro?
You
know what? Axe, man. I don't care.
That smells the best.
The powder one is the best. And
which
I don't know
one do
why.
Is it natural or is it?
No, it's not natural.
Okay, well, the behind the Sasquatch thing is natural.
Oh, okay, like, okay. So it doesn't work well.
Because we don't want to keep putting like aluminum inside your
mouth. But I don't know why we're talking about deodorant.
But I don't know. Let's just make a carbon fiber soap or something.
Okay. Hmm?
Definitely not, but I don't know, some cool fucking men's care stuff, man. Us men need fun stuff too. The girls industry is fucking unlimited. We need some stuff. So I don't know. Either we do it on our own or somebody to team up with would be a lot of fun. But we're looking for new business ventures on the side, of course.
Oh my God, there's carbon fiber soap.
Let me see.
Okay, I'm done. Anything?
Really? Think of anything possible.
Think of anything.
No way.
Think of
carbon fiber socks.
Soap. Soap, dude, not socks.
How
soap.
Do you fucking wash yourself with carbon fiber? I don't understand.
No, it's like the color of carbon fiber.
Oh, the color, like it's
like carbon fiber. So it's like a soap bar that you wash your hands and it's carbon fiber. That's hold on. Bullshit, what the man. Fuck? You see that shit?
There is.
You know what?
There's stone.
There's a yeah. It's think of something, anything. It's out there.
I don't know.
You need to make like a Skims for men. Like a t-shirt, but it's like built in under it.
What do you mean?
Oh, like make you look skinny?
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. Like they go on Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I've thought of it. Think
don't,
of
don't even Skims making for men too at this point?
I don't know. They should. Think of anything and then put it on Google. It's sold.
Whatever. There's always a way. There's always a way for something. Right now, everybody's selling on Amazon just like no name gadgets and no-name shit all day long. But another thing I want to get into is like children's basic coloring books, like informative stuff, anything like that. It would be kind of cool to get into something like that because that does really well. Coloring books apparently is a huge industry.
Yeah. Also, there's another thing that I was thinking about, but there's nothing. It's like cool watches for kids, right? But it has a tracker on it. I know Apple has it. I get it. But imagine a cool one. Like it's a cool watch, and then you can track like and labels. When they press a button, it alerts you. Like if they need help.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, right? You know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool. Like that, there man. Is, but they're not like cool colors and like skins on it. Like
I don't know, man. I don't know why we got into talking about side products, but
20 days there's gonna be like that out there just because of this. That's fine. We don't have money. It doesn't matter. So what's up with your new car? So I guess.
No, that's not. Announce it yet. Let's have them like guess and we'll do like a giveaway. We'll give somebody like a hat.
Oh, he was? I was just joking. I didn't even know. Okay.
He was what?
I just threw something out. Your new car. I didn't even know.
He got a new car. But
oh, I don't know. I just threw yet. Something out. Oh, okay, cool. I heard it somewhere, but I just didn't.
So I don't know if we should do that on YouTube or the podcast, but we should have like a guessing game.
No, I think.
Yeah, we'll stick to YouTube. On the next YouTube episode, we will do a giveaway where somebody has to guess Sarkis's new car to the like exact model. It has to be like exactly what it is.
We can give him like a hint.
If you give him a hint, they're going to get
no
it
hints,
right.
No hints.
There's not that many cars out there.
No, SUV. Something
it's
like
over
that.
100 grand. It's over 100 grand is all I'm going to say.
It's an SUV?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a car.
It's over 100 grand.
So Kia.
Okay. And
bro, these days everything is over 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Kia.
Yeah. So the giveaway will be, we'll figure out what it is. A hat. Maybe or something, hoodie, shirt. I don't know, but we will do that on the next YouTube
episode. Let's just do it on the YouTube. It's much better.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll do that. Is it coming by?
It's gonna
Thursday?
Be here in eight. Next Thursday it will be here.
Oh my God.
No. So we'll do
8 days
for the YouTube. After it would be nice to show the car.
Yeah, it's gonna, if we do it. Okay, so if we do it next week.
By the way, it's another very stupid decision. Just letting it is. You guys know. It's financially, and I think like it's not even that cool, but whatever.
It's probably dumber than this one.
Oh, I got the wheels too.
It's also more expensive.
He got the wheels too.
I got. Oh, you got the wheels?
Yeah, and he hates that wheels.
Which one? What did you get?
He was making fun of it.
You got wheels already?
Okay, you have to cut this portion.
How to cut it?
No.
Who cares about the wheels?
No. This I'm gonna say it.
I don't care. Fuck the wheels. I don't care.
No, the last time you hit it, remember you said talking shit about it?
Unless it's RDB wheels, then I don't give a fuck.
No, it was the last time on the other car.
You is it RDB wheels?
No.
Fuck them.
No, he was talking about the shit. Bro, we designed it. We designed another one.
What?
What are you talking about?
Just fucking say the story.
No, but he's recording it. They don't want to cut it, that's why.
Okay, I don't know what.
Okay, say it off camera. Okay.
It's off of another car.
Another car. We did another
that car. That we did here.
Oh my God.
He contacted the guy. He bought it from
him. Bullshit, he bought it from him. This is your stupid fault because you're a customer.
No. Did I call him?
No, no, I did.
I swear to God.
How did you get the number?
No, because he called a long,
he's using our shop and getting wheels.
Yeah, but I don't even know which.
I don't even fucking. No. I don't
customer's
fucking,
wheels, bro.
I don't even talk to the guy anymore.
No. He called. It was like 8 months.
Think about a car that we did.
Uh-huh.
And wheels, and then we took
okay, just
off.
Cut this part. Okay, so 9 months ago, he called. He was selling the wheels.
Oh, my God.
L? Inch L.
No.
Starts with an L, the customer?
No.
No. Hiya.
Same car, bro.
This guy wanted to sell his wheels.
Wheels? I told him, like...
Nobody's buying it.
No one's buying it, so I told him, I will give you offers. He's like, okay. $2,500.
For the set, which is still stupid. It's terrible.
Fan is outside.
Like factory.
Oh, crap. Huh?
Is it factory wheels or aftermarket?
No, aftermarket.
Anyways, whatever.
It's not good, $2,500?
It is what it is. It's going to be a funny talk conversation. We'll talk about all this when the car happens. But yeah.
I wish I had as much confidence as he had like in my like paycheck.
I mean.
It's not about the confidence about your paycheck. Yeah, bro, no. Okay. Bro, you know,
I don't blame him.
Okay, hold on. How much money do you spend on alcohol,
nothing,
drugs, restaurants?
Nothing. Zeros. I'm going to answer with for him. Because
I did.
He doesn't spend money on anything except...
cameras.
Well, that's a job. That's
no, bro. I saw him buying alcohol.
Me?
Yeah, that was for him.
No.
I don't drink.
Whatever, man. Our Mansory Phantom hit 13.3 million.
Oh, that's crazy.
Real views, and then 1.1 million likes, which is like pretty serious. I missed that car. I went to Vegas, and it went to Coachella also right now. But
it's in Coachella really now. Times.
It's well, Coachella's over, so it's back.
But yeah. Like
Stagecoach is next, right?
Or no, Coachella weekend two, and then Stagecoach.
What are they doing in Coachella?
Party.
Yeah, they passed
out. Festival, music festival.
If I was single, I would go. If I was
single,
I would go.
The thing is, you gotta do like, no, I don't want to say drugs, but like you gotta be like drunk or something. You can't go to Coachella sober, right?
You drink.
Is there people like sober there? Or no?
Yeah, but you die then they like
I think
die
out. Everyone's drunked out.
I mean, I did it 5 years ago. And honestly, it was a lot of fun. But also, I went with like a super like hooked up. You know, you go in the back and
everywhere you go to hooked
trailers
up.
And stuff like that.
Everywhere so, you go hooked up, it's fun, man.
Yeah,
he's right.
I wouldn't go again unless I was single, which is not gonna happen.
Our camera guy Joe went. Remember?
He almost died. I've never been to Coachella. I've never been to like.
I've been in.
Like, I only been to one concert. No, I've been to like four concerts and it was just.
It's cool because you're just never going been. In
straight
somewhere and it's like. You go and listen to this or that and this and like different type of music. And then at night also there's different parties. I mean, it's fun.
It's not, it's 24 hours?
Coachella, no. It closes at night, but then there's like a lot of house parties. There's a lot of other parties that companies put on. So you get to go day and night.
Where do you sleep?
I think the best place is the Lake Havasu.
You rent something, I don't know.
They're all naked. Oh, that's nice.
Huh?
Like Havasu? But you have to have a boat.
You have to have a bat.
No, boat, not a bat. Boat and bat.
Boat bat.
So it's really expensive. It's an expensive thing.
I don't know what the fuck
he's saying.
Okay,
put Lake Havasu,
Spring Break. Why are you the way that you are?
Hold on. Just put Lake Havasu, Arizona, Spring Break. Bro, you guys are going to love this.
Yeah, they're all naked because it's poor. It's freaking... Oh my God, it's Pornhub, bro. Chill.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's Pornhub, the first one.
Images. This is where you do every day. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's the
room. Why are we looking at that? This?
Oh, click on that one. This picture.
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
Right? Up. One more. That one. This is what it
is. You want to come today?
Okay, so that and then one bald Armo guy in the middle of all that.
Oh, shit.
Okay, how are you going to tow it?
And Moses is fucking.
Bro, you should be.
Sorry, who has sex with you?
No one. Look, this is. You have to throw some beans on it.
Let's get into cars, yeah? Because
you have to throw some beans on it?
Yeah.
Beans?
It's like a round thing.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
No, beans. Okay, like, that's what you call, I think.
What?
I don't know what you call that.
Beads.
Beads, yeah. And they take off their, like, whatever.
What?
It's fun.
You give them beans and then they take off their
clothes.
Imagine we have to get beans and go to go. But here's some beans, pinto beans.
Can I see your tit?
Fuck. You want some full?
I eat it.
So let's get into some topics, because this is, after all, we're a car channel somewhat, and we should talk about cars. Been doing a lot of Uruses again, wide body Uruses, but yeah. Let's talk about this, the last Huracan. I posted this on my Instagram at one point. It's called the STJ, Super Trofeo Jota. Shit. Or is it Jota? I don't know. It's Jota, I think. But they're only making 10 of these. So thankfully, it's not like a crazy full production, another Huracan. It looks like the STO, but the wing is raised a little bit more. Same engine and just better suspension. Really, that's what it is, and only 10.
And the price is like 600,000-700,000.
Well, I mean, this is just for like the crazy collector.
Does the J stand for the same thing as the SVJ?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
STJ is the Super Trofeo Jota, uh-huh. And then the SVJ is the Super Veloce Jota, whatever.
Got it. Okay, cool. Veloce. I like that. I like that how they made this.
I'm saying it all fucking wrong.
It doesn't matter. It
looks but like- yeah, I mean, thankfully, the Huracan is done.
This is the last one. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long run and
it did well.
And then the STO came out. STO was sick. But yeah, other than that, that's it with that. And then the Aventador's done already. Revuelto's on the way. The Revuelto's have landed in the US, but they're not being released. We have so many customers waiting. We have literally a body kit like waiting for Revuelto. And we're going to try to debut one by Car Week. We'll see. So
what's going to be instead of this Huracan?
Go down. They leaked the new name of the Huracan. It's called...
It's in your notes. It's the second part of that.
The new model is thought to be called Temerario.
Fuck. What the fuck?
The name is Spanish and translates to reckless, because the Revuelto means unruly and the Huracan's going to be reckless. It's like the little kid that's reckless and the dad is unruly, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's expected to lose the V10 and go for V8.
Look like a Ferrari. The vents and everything, the side.
The vents. Beans and vents.
Looks like a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Get some beans and then look at these vents.
It looks like a Ferrari.
Fuck. Okay. So we... Stealing 1.2 million with a rack and laptop?
Rock.
What?
Oh, why am I fucking blind right now? Gallbladder makes you blind. With a rock and laptop. So, 8 cars, including a 23 Challenger Demon, were stolen from a dealership in Alabama? Did I read that right?
Arab, Alabama.
What the fuck?
No wonder you're crazy.
First of all, why is there a city named Arab in fucking Alabama?
I know. I never knew that existed.
And really?
Is it like white people or is it like Arabs that live there?
No, it's white.
Population of Arab. 4 Arabian.
Oh my God. It's like 4 Arabs. That's
Hank's cousins.
That have 400,000 white people. Yeah, Arab. It's definitely white people. Welcome to the Arab.
Ah, shit.
Oh my God. Oh, wait. Donuts? Wait.
Oh, it's
it looks like a couple of dark people.
It's way up there.
Is it a nice area?
It's small.
Is that it? That's the whole town?
That's the whole town.
Are you serious?
Bro, I love that little town.
So that place got robbed?
Like yeah, wait. That place is the one that has this crazy dealership with that demon in there?
Yep. No, that's not the whole city, bro.
This is downtown. Campy,
bro, they have a football field. They're full. Damn it. See, the thing is, man, when you hang around... what? Okay, that's common.
They have tornadoes over there, apparently.
They have what?
Alabama. Tornadoes. Okay. anyways, 2 of them were recovered, with 1 being found at an apartment complex. Okay, we've talked about this. How many weeks he doesn't stop coughing?
No, forget about it. Watch the first podcast we've ever done. He's coughing.
He doesn't stop coughing. Maybe 5 years he hasn't stopped coughing.
Yeah, he hasn't coughed.
There's something in your respiratory system that is eating away.
It's probably
the gambling, alcohol,
and the other thing.
All that money you spend on hair, diets, all that shit, stop and just go get that looked at.
When's the last time you got like a
blood test?
Yeah, blood test?
No.
When was the last time?
Long time.
Like 10 years?
Less, maybe.
Hold on, well.
Like,
hold on, there's an investigator.
6-7 years ago, I think.
Okay, maybe get some blood work.
Honestly, I will get blood tests, blood work every like 6 months is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I get once a year.
No, I know we have to.
Yeah?
I do blood tests once a year, yeah. It's mandatory. I got to go and they give me like medicine and stuff I'm short of. And so because I'm sometimes I'm very down, you know.
What the fuck is that sound?
Corvette? Maybe the guy's here?
Is that car that loud? The Corvette, we have to move it anyways on the street, no?
The guy's coming. Pick it up.
Yeah, I think he's...
That could be the Corvette.
Yeah, guys. Is anybody downstairs?
Mike's downstairs. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, we're still fucking... two of them recover. Thieves used a rock to break a window in the service bay, found the main camera hub and turned off all the cameras and erased the footage. Sick.
Smart.
They plugged the laptop into the key safe and hacked it, taking 330 keys from the safe and putting them in a bag. They hopped in the cars they wanted and started them driving right off the lot. That's fucking... These guys are well-planned in Arab, Alabama.
Yeah.
It has to be an inside game, no?
No suspects have been arrested and the dealership is offering a 10K reward. No questions asked.
That's it? Only 10K?
Or the return of the rest of the keys.
I think they just stole all the keys from the dealership
and then just hopped in cars.
They hopped in cars that pushed the start.
That's so smart instead of like trying to figure
out. What
are
you looking for? Grab all of them?
Start it, give the bag to the other homie and start the other car and then boom, boom, boom.
Keep passing the bags.
Damn.
Yeah.
Smart.
But I don't think you put this in your list. I saw this also earlier. Was it on Facebook Marketplace? Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. Somebody put a McLaren 720 for sale for $40,000. And essentially, he put in the comments saying, you know what it is. If you know, you know. And it says there's no tracker in it. And it drives. And, you know, you could take it as you want for $40,000. So basically, it's a stolen McLaren. And he's selling it for $40,000. Like, you know, just take it.
The guy.
I don't know why he should have put $40,000. She should have put $40,000. And when he gets calls, my bad, it's a typo, but we can make a deal. Come, let's talk. Why do they say that on
he also wrote in the listing that if you want to do a claim on your car, we do it for free. So basically, they'll jack your car for free.
So oh my god, this car's been around.
The fuck is wrong with these people?
No, look, the thing is people need money and they're doing whatever to make money.
They got my friend's GTR last weekend, whenever the first was. They, out of his apartment complex, like with a gate, everything, snuck in. They had already like copied the key or something. Took the car. They found it in Victorville.
Stripped?
No, they luckily caught it before they started stripping it. So he got it back.
That's crazy.
I was shocked that he got it back.
Yeah, it's getting wild out there. But that Facebook thing is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ow.
First custom Revuelto.
I think this was more to like show off what they could customize like in the Lamborghini thing.
The model was created in Lamborghini's in-house customization shop to show how detailed customers can go. Combo of gray with details in green and black, the Italian flag colors on the under of the wing. I mean, yeah, I don't even know what that means. If Lamborghini did it, then, yeah, it's not really a custom, like, I don't know.
That looks good, though.
I just like the rear.
I love this car. Wow. This is going to be my new favorite car, 100%, for sure. And I'm sure it drives, like, really good. But excited to do these, for sure. Like I said, we're going to do wide body kits on them, by the way. It's going to be a wide body kit. It's going to be all kinds of shit.
Which one is better, this one or the SVG? I think SVG.
No, man.
This.
Some people are going to be like, no hybrid, blah, blah, blah. But like, dude, it's just what it is. It's a new game, man. Can't be behind. You know? So I don't care that it's a hybrid.
Well, it like SVG,
actually, I like it better.
SVG more wider than this?
Except then when your battery dies. Like the SF90s are fucking bad. But it's going to be a lot of stuff with the Revuelto. So stay tuned. Let's go for the first Koenigsegg. Designed on Microsoft Paint. The first Koenigsegg was designed on Microsoft Paint. That's sort of what I was doing a long time ago. But in 1994, Christian Koenigsegg was using his IBM computer and Microsoft Paint to design a mid-engine lightweight two-seater with a removable and storable roof. 1994. Pretty cool. 2 years after the first concept was driven in public, and in 1999 they moved to a real shop. So that's, yeah, it's definitely over 24 years. In 2002, their first production engine took the world record for horsepower, and the body won a Red Dot Design Award. In 2022, for the company's 30th, they unveiled the CC850, the hypercar that can be driven in manual or automatic. So that was, I remember that was at Car Week. Pretty crazy stuff. I still have yet to see like anybody own that though. I don't think anybody actually has one.
I don't think it's finished yet.
Yeah.
Production.
But that thing was cool. You could switch from automatic to manual. Like real manual, not like paddle shifter.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Pretty.
How would that work? I don't know. They should do it now. On the like new cars, BMW, Mercedes.
That's like crazy money. That car's $3 million at least. Oh, so.
Shit.
With that stuff, you could do it, but not on regular cars.
Like, most can get it.
Yeah.
$3 million for a car? Yeah. Fuck no.
Sell your house.
Yeah. Okay. It's very.
I have to owe money if I do that.
Yeah.
No, oh. You're both houses if you sell it.
You're both houses.
Both. Both house beans and vans.
Vans. Vans.
All right. Let's get in some videos. Near crash of the week.
Oh, no.
There this we looks, go. A McLaren 720.
This looks bad already.
A modified McLaren 720.
Bad?
Oh, yeah.
What is he doing? Why did he turn like that?
Well, no. He lost
control. Oh, he lost control.
Fucking raining and he's punching the car. What do you think is going to happen, sir?
Aren't they supposed to have good handling?
Well, it's raining.
Still.
What do you mean?
It's raining. He's...
I mean, it's... pouring rain.
Oh, he's so lucky.
Yeah, he got very lucky. Damn. That would have been a bad day. McLaren suck.
Oh, my favorite. My favorite.
Lowest car ever. This is, yeah.
What the hell is that?
I'm sure maybe you guys, some of you guys saw this. Look at that thing.
Dude, it's so sick.
It's like trippy, right?
Yeah, it's super, scary. Like, trippy. Yeah.
So there's a guy in there.
Like, what?
Yeah.
There's a guy in there in a very awkward position, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's pictures of him on Google, how he's sitting. If you guys want to watch.
Basically like a little go-kart kind of thing inside of it. And he's like laying half in it. I don't know.
They're driving it.
Cutting it and tinting it is very easy. We could do that right now with Moses' Camry or this Cressida.
Let's do it.
Should we try it?
We should.
No.
You guys have to see how he's sitting.
This account doesn't show anything. It's just like...
Oh, it doesn't?
I don't think so.
I
just randomly saw it on this account today.
There's a red one, too. There was a red one that they made. Did you see the red one, Hank?
There's been a bunch of these.
Yeah, the red one is actually has a GoPro in there, and so you can see how he's sitting.
Yeah.
It's like sideways. It's the only way you can sit or lay.
I mean, yeah. And you could... Obviously, you can't drive that thing really anywhere except to...
Yeah.
Show like that.
Yeah. It can't handle bumps. It can't like the tire is like very small.
So what's the point of that shit?
You don't think it's hilarious?
Cool? That's fucking.
It's so cool.
It looks like a glitch. Like it's a video game glitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like you're.
But it's real life.
Yeah. Your graphic card can't handle the game, so it can like disappear.
Thank God you can't hear the audio on this because the guy's whistling very annoyingly the whole time. Like he has like a real whistle and he's just blowing it the whole fucking time.
They're trippy. They're scared someone's going to step on this thing. Like,
if I was wherever that was, I would just drive it fast into people.
You know they'll flip over?
Yeah.
So how does he get out?
They can't do anything. They can't stop you.
That's sick.
Does that door open?
It's a Honda, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he gets out from the rear glass. The rear glass opens up and he slides out. There's a video of it. I can't believe it. This is popular. Another one's not.
You don't have the video, Hank?
He does. I mean, it's all over the internet. On YouTube, you can see it. I mean, on YouTube.
I couldn't find it.
Really? No. Here, let me see. I'll maybe send you the link while you guys are talking. Or I might have it saved.
It's fine, man. We're going to now watch a guy that builds a whole house, apparently.
Oh, I want to see this. Fuck the car.
I want to see this, too.
Moses.
Have you seen this?
Oh, it's like a homeless thing?
Bro, he built a house, dude. No. Wait. You're going to trip out.
How?
Fuck?
He has central AC. Hold on.
Watch.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to see right now.
Oh my God.
It's but whose whose property?
It's by the river and it's everyone's junk.
It's on the side of the 101.
This guy right here. Built the whole house.
What the fuck?
Props to him, man.
He reminds me of Felix with the mask on.
I mean, it's illegal.
But they all
built 100%
illegal. 100% illegal, but they're not doing anything because this guy actually looks good. Like, it looks like a house.
Oh, they're gonna now that this is out, they're going to come after him.
Oh, yeah. Can't let that slide now.
No.
Oh my God, he's stealing electricity,
no,
too.
No, you guys don't understand. He has fire extinguishers everywhere. He has all code. It's coded. Get it?
Definitely not coded, bro.
I mean, obviously, where
you can't change a window without a permit.
By the bridge, I think, or by the river, I think you can do everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, look, he has a bed.
Here's the rule where homeless people have more rules, less rules and laws than us regular hardworking.
Look, toilet, but bathroom, flushing, like, he put a drain, like, everything.
He's got, like, a chain system to get stuff across the river.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
He has a zip line to go across?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he moves things around. Like, if he finds something, he throws it, it goes right into his house.
What is happening?
I bet you if we did this, we'd get caught in about 5 minutes. Somebody would come after us.
You can't drive with front window tints, but you could build a house on the fucking LA River.
Yeah, how do they let that go?
Because we have money to give them and they don't.
Yeah, that's
all about money, fucking California.
If they go and shut them down, what are they going to gain?
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing. They're going to lose money.
Yes, cleaning up.
But if they come after you, they're going to find your ass. They're going to
get
you. The way this life works is so backwards. It's not even fucked up. Hopefully shit changes. Trump 2024. Are we going to get hate for that? No, everybody I know wants Trump.
I've never seen a Biden supporter.
I mean, at this point, come on, guys.
Everybody?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, dude. Come on.
I don't think anybody likes Biden.
I've never. Okay,
please, if you want to get harassed, comment if you're pro-Biden.
We do have some.
There can't be anybody
who's supporting Biden.
Biden's doing a good job. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Biden hasn't done shit.
I took a picture of the groceries that I bought the other day. That it was like $250, and it literally fit on top of my stove. It's unreal.
Yeah,
there's a $500 toothbrush.
What?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No way.
I wanted to get like a new electric toothbrush. There's a $500 toothbrush. It you look at your phone and it tells you which teeth you're cleaning.
Get the fuck out! I'm not gonna do that shit.
Bro. And it
get the fuck out of here, bro.
No way.
Get the fuck
out. It tells you which teeth you're cleaning and overall which ones you don't. So like over time you have to focus more on that. Like, and it tells you how strong you're doing it and to like do it less strong. It's $500.
Oh, cut that.
What?
Okay. It's not. I just cut that.
Just the one?
I don't know if it's, yeah, I guess $475.
Jeez.
There was a $700 too.
I didn't see a $700 one.
Oh. Okay, go back. $746.
How nuts is that, honestly?
Right there, $746.
What is that? It makes sense because your teeth are important, right?
Oh,
it's just a crazier addition.
Yeah,
it's live coaching, bro. It coaches you to brush your teeth.
Right there, $746.
If a toothbrush could coach you to brush your teeth, I could coach you to do many better things. Wow. I saw this one, but cheaper than that. I don't know why it's so expensive here. But yeah, there's basically $500 toothbrushes out there, electric, and it does nothing really. I don't know.
It's shocking. I mean, think of it. They sold Pet Rocks. The guy made like millions and millions of dollars. So I think this is fair. A Pet Rock, bro. Remember? Remembers the Pet Rock. So rock, that's a pet.
You can make anything with the right marketing.
Marketing, yeah.
So, yeah. We're all fucked.
What is this?
Crash of the week times two. Oh, this McLaren one.
Is it bad?
Yeah, this one is in Malibu right here.
Oh my God.
They've been trying very hard to do Malibu like car meets, and they finally pulled like another one off, and a guy leaving it crashes into a parked car.
It almost hits a cop.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
We can.
Yeah, the McLaren punched it, and I mean, it's ironic that both car crash videos on McLarens, by the way.
See the cop right here?
Oh, yeah. Damn. That's so awkward. And I heard the guy tried to run away for a second or two and just...
Yeah, he was acting real shady.
Oof, that's bad. That's bad.
It sucks, man. I mean, poor guy was there for fun and... Just don't punch your car, man. It's a... What is it? I think it was a 600?
Yeah, it's an older...
No, it's a...
Why can't they just drive normal and have fun? They got to do stupid
stuff. That's the guy, and he was, like, fighting with people because, obviously, he's...
They don't want to film it.
He's like, don't take pictures.
There's, like, so many, like, little assholes all around, too, that are probably, like, just laughing at his face. It's a shitty situation. And
yeah, but he made that choice, didn't he?
I know. And you're kicking somebody when they're down. And I get it. Somebody could have been hurt. All that stuff is very wrong. But
them filming is wrong and him driving it, that's wrong. Everybody's wrong here.
Yeah, I definitely will. First of all, I don't really go to car meets because of this kind of thing. But if I do, I drive even slower than speed limit. Put it that way. So gives people more time to see my car. Right? If you're punching it. But nowadays, every car's fast, man. It's like, what are you showing off, you know?
Yeah, it's like they've never seen a...
Older McLaren before?
Yeah.
Oh, the thing he could have felt like...
It looked on the rear, it looks like that old McLaren, that MC...
No, it's the... my God, I'm blanking out. It's the... It's not a bad McLaren. It's a good one. So, yeah. Yeah, it looks like an MP412C.
Yeah,
but with the front, the other one though. I can't fucking tell. Yeah, see? I don't know. I don't care for McLaren. Sorry, guys. But anyways, two-man super bike racing.
I didn't know this existed.
I did not know either.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's literally like loose and he's just fucking balancing in the back.
If this guy falls, he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Your ass. Well,
he's doing it for the balance.
Oh, smart. Okay. I was like,
what if like your foot slips wherever you're putting your foot?
It's so sketchy.
I think these guys want to die.
That's a weird ass fucking sweat. Why would they even add that? That's so...
Apparently, this is like a whole
thing. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. They look sick, though. Imagine that for your kid. With a seat.
What the fuck is
that? I know. And they have helmets like it matters.
It does. It does definitely matter.
Fall off and turn like this.
It matters.
It doesn't matter when you fly out the bike. You're not going to have legs or arms. Why would,
yeah,
do you want your head after that?
I mean, you could live with just your head. If your head is gone, you can't live.
Oh, I saw this. Never mind. Did you see that streamer that doesn't have arms and legs, but no. He plays Warzone?
Yeah.
He controls it with his mouth. That's so sick.
And he fucks people up too.
Yeah, no, he's good at it too. That's crazy. It? Mm-hmm. He controls it with his mouth.
Yeah, everything.
It's so sick. Like he's so like.
I said, grandpa is playing. He's killing everyone.
He does that with his tongue, but
yeah. He wins.
Hey, don't laugh, bro. Yeah, you do with your tongue too.
No, cut the fish. No tongue. 450 something.
You both do different things though.
Yeah, one's innery, one's outie. Okay.
Fuck you, Hank.
Fuck did I
do? What did he do?
Dad?
I'm the problem.
The fuck did I do?
Bro, did you guys notice there's a this is the a third Cypress track they're doing 30s?
I'm done.
Okay.
This is Cypress.
Benz?
This is a Cypress track?
Cypress track?
Yeah, Cypress track.
But I went to Nobu Malibu for my friend's birthday and there was 5 Cybertrucks.
Yeah, it's very bad.
They're selling, right?
It's just so
bad. Everybody that ordered, it's coming in and I'm 100%, 50% regretting.
They were asking 300 grand online.
Yeah.
And now it's like 150. You get it for like 150 right now.
What does that stupid thing have anyway? Nothing.
I mean, it's cool, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
There's one
Tesla modeler. Hey, bro.
Modeler.
Damn.
Also, the problem with that car is you can't go anywhere with it. It's so like long and big and awkward. Yeah. Like drop off your kid at school with a Cybertruck.
Tesla Model 3, brand new, zero down, $400 a month. Go get it.
Sick. That's what it's supposed to be on like $3,400 a month for Sarkis.
Yeah, that's insane.
You guys, zero down. And they throw in the self-driving for free. It was $200 a month for self-driving.
Anyway, yeah. We have a serious SF90 project we're going to be dropping shortly. It's going to be really dope. One. We haven't done a crazy one for a minute, and this one is going to be crazy. It is the first of its kind in the world. 1016 Industries' first body kit for the SF90. It hasn't even been put on a car yet. Like, we're kind of guinea pigging it, but it's going to be crazy. And we're excited. It's going to be on our next YouTube video with Sarkis's giveaway for guessing his car.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun Friday YouTube episode, I think. But are we good on the podcast?
45.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing now, right? 45?
It's whatever you guys want to do. I'm just here.
Fucking down for 45.
I mean, either way. But yeah, so the SF90 project is next. We have another URSS wide body we're doing.
Colin's coming up. New Colin project, too.
New Colin coming. We did a Novatek Colin, which was really nice.
We're not doing the Toyota.
Spectre.
Oh, Spectre. Shit, we're not even talking about that. Big development on Spectre. Our buddy Thatch. Mr. Thatch Nguyen. He is a big social media guy who teaches how to flip and also invest in real estate in Seattle. He's in Seattle, but he's very good at what he does. He came from, you know, no money, and he's very successful now and teaches people. So he's a really great coach for real estate-minded people. And we've been doing his cars for several years now, shipping his cars from Seattle. We did like a Flying Spur. We did a Dawn. We did
a Bentley, right?
Yeah, we did a Flying Spur. We did a bunch of cars for him, and now he got a Spectre, which he didn't even drive. He literally went to the dealer, saw it, put it on a flatbed, and they transported the car to us in L.A., and we're going to be doing also the first body kit in the world for the Rolls-Royce Spectre. So we're going to do two phases of that. The first phase is going to be wheels, some wrap stuff, paint stuff. And we're going to show you guys. And then the next phase, which will be in May sometime, will be a body kit. So that's very exciting. The Spectre is a great car. It's starting to hit a little bit more. I saw one or two on the street. It's a really, really.
How come they don't make the engine one with engine or hybrid? So, like, people who like should shovel a lot, like, fall.
I'm not talking for the rest of the podcast, you guys.
People who like to shovel. It's
the whole point of that Spectre is all electric. That's the whole point.
No, I get it. But so there's a.
But why would they? Why would.
What the fuck was that? People who like to shovel.
Okay, so for example, they go to like Vegas or San Francisco or like
don't go to Spectre. I don't know.
Why not?
You gotta stop and charge.
Or charge it.
You gotta charge with the peasants.
He and then, said don't go with the Spectre. I don't know.
I mean,
oh, you guys are great, man.
Just don't judge fucking Spectre to Vegas, man. What?
Yeah, but it's comfy.
Okay.
It's
the fuck is going. Instead of travel, you can shovel.
Coffee.
They're fucked up.
Instead of travel?
It is a comfy car. It's a, like, expensive car. You pull up in Vegas with the Spectre.
Okay, then stop and charge it for a little bit. How do people do in Teslas? I don't know.
No,
we have to accept this. This is a new fucking thing.
Yeah, but how many times did you see people driving with Tesla?
Everywhere.
So Vegas?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Fuck, everywhere.
Yeah?
What are you talking about? That's the best car to drive to Vegas.
It's all Teslas when you drive to Vegas.
Of course. What are you talking about, man?
Tesla is the most... Isn't it the most... Haven't they made the most cars out of everybody in the world?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. There's drive on the street. I guarantee you on the way home, you'll count more Teslas.
No.
Than,
like when I go to Glendale, I don't see Tesla.
Bullshit,
what
man.
What are you talking about? They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Teslas are everywhere, man.
Well, the 1981.
Yeah, so Spectre project. What?
1981 Toyota Fursita you guys saw on the YouTube channel. Sucks. I don't think it's going to happen. We're trying to...
We're talking about that?
We're trying to find.
Well, yeah, if it's not going to happen, we're definitely talking about
it. We're trying to finalize the deal, but it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
So the car came from New York. It's nostalgic to the customer. Sent it to us, obviously, to check it out and in hopes of doing a full restoration on it. And it came and it's filled with rust.
71.6 billion? It's a fucking insane number.
It's filled with rust all over. So underneath how much is this the body. Oh, this guy fucking serious, person?
He's talking about something else.
Bro, look at the
number. But you're on the mic and you're overlapping what he's trying to say. But yeah, I know it's crazy.
I mean, he fucking started talking about the Toyota and we're talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy's back in the still 10 minutes ago. Tell me I can't make fun of him anymore. Just tell. Okay. But anyways, if you saw our last YouTube video, you saw the 1981 Toyota Corsita. Came from New York and unfortunately needs too much work. We were trying to find parts for it. Almost impossible. We even found another car. Thought about buying that. But the customer's budget, unfortunately, is not enough to do all that because he wants a good job on it. He wants it done right. But it's just too much work. And here at RDB, we never really reject much. It's very rare. But we know this car has to be good. And for the price, it's unfortunate that we can't get that done. Rust, as you guys know, if something's really rusted, you have to take it out. You can't just bond over rust.
You can't.
So the fender literally has a hole in it from the rust. It's like eating it apart.
Not just only the fender.
We call rust cancer for cars because it's like the worst thing for cars.
It spreads.
And yeah.
You don't cut it.
It's just what it is. And taking his money to do not a good job is also not the right thing to do here.
We want to be happy with the job too. It's not just doing it and really.
So at this point, it got shipped here, unfortunately, and that costs money. But we'll see.
He's still trying.
Maybe he could figure out a way to get some more. But yeah, I mean, it's a cool car. It's very, very rare. The interior is pretty damn nice still. It runs like pretty good. Needs like AC, needs some stuff. But
is it like $100,000? For that car, the like special edition one.
That car, I think that you could. If that car, I don't know how much that car is, man. $20,000, $25,000.
I think a clean car would be like 30, 35, because there is some for like 25.
Yeah,
but the same. This is the special edition one.
He said it's one of one.
I don't know. Maybe in the color and stuff. But if it's worth $100,000, then dump the money and do it. But the problem is not.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah,
there was a fixed up one that was like 30 or 28.
But so we're trying to figure out with the customer and hopefully we could do something. But again, we don't want to give any subpar work to somebody that's spending money and is not happy with it, you know? So we're not trying to do that. So we might do it, we might not. We'll see.
Yeah, still not a no, but I hope we get the chance to do the repairs. It'll be cool.
Because remember, guys, our paint every year gets more expensive, by the way. So
it's just getting
expensive. You know, people think that you could paint a car for $2,000, you can, but it's going to look worse than it was. For a proper paint job with proper paint, proper clear coat, bond, whatever, costs a lot of money nowadays. So,
well, you know how expensive the sandpaper getting?
Sandpaper, everything's just more expensive now. It's just a way of life, like toothbrushes, you know? So, thanks for watching the RDB podcast, and maybe we'll give you one next week. We'll see, but do not miss Friday's YouTube episode.
It's gonna be crazy.
Now expensive the sandpaper.
He said
getting
sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
Oh my god.
Sandpaper.
Sand.
Yeah, sandpaper.
You said sandpaper.
We should shovel with the Rolls Royce. It's comfortable.